good win for us. We had some struggles in the red zone, getting field goals, but defense came up big when we needed it. Mason kicked four field goals, and we just had enough offense there to win.
What does it mean to be able to win a game like this where the red zone wasn't where you wanted it to be and against a really good opponent?
Yeah, it was good for us. We moved the ball pretty efficiently all day, just kind of stalled in the red zone a little bit. And both our touchdowns came from out of the red zone. We had some field goals down there. We missed a field goal. But we got to do a little better job on that. I had some opportunities to get seven there. When you're playing a really good team like this, you're fortunate to win when you're probably 0-4 in the red zone. Just got stepped on the run there on 2nd and 19, I believe it was.
Aaron, knowing that they had their main corners on your two main targets, what was your approach with Devontae?
Well, actually, Swiss. They moved Brandon Browner over to Devontae after we had some success, but they're a matchup defense. So if they want to try and take away Jordy and Randall, it's basically Revis one-on-one with Randall, and then Browner with a little bit of help on Jordy. So we try to get Devontae involved. He made some big plays for us. Then they switched it over. Then we took a chance, a couple shots with Jordy on Revis. But Randall, we moved him around in the backfield, motion out, in the slot, outside, and just trying to find ways to get those guys the ball.
What did you make of their plan? It looked like they didn't blitz much.
Yeah.
Some spying, a lot of contain on the rush.
Great plan. I mean, it was they mixed things up. They brought they brought the six guys at times or five guys. They brought both the inside guys and the double mug pressure. They rushed three guys. They probably a couple times, maybe only two of the guys rushed. It was a calculated rush as well. They kind of rushed to my depth and then kind of sunk back underneath. There was rarely a time where the rush was high and wide. So very disciplined defense. Did a great job in the red zone, slowing us down. But we moved the ball pretty efficiently from our end into the red zone.
So when you know they're trying to keep you in the pocket, what's your
extended plays? You just know that the way our line was protecting, which was excellent, that there's going to be some opportunities to kind of hold it and move around. And a couple of those we had a lot of time, 7, 8, 9, 10 seconds, and they locked down our guys pretty good. So, but we made enough plays moving around in the pocket when we had time.
How did patience help on that touchdown to Jordy right before the half, and how big was that to make that?
Yeah, it was big. We had a play, I think it was, we had a play there, and the previous play called timeout, didn't like it, came over, and they had showed some pressure. We decided to scat Eddie out and have a combination that we like. Jordy run in breaker and put the ball slightly behind him. He made a great catch, and then he's been great in the open field, and just an incredibly athletic play there at the goal line.
You've mentioned before rival moments aren't so good to tell everyone else about a player, but that they're good for that player individually. As a team, not so much a statement to the rest of the league, but what statement did this make in the locker room to you guys?
Well, it's just a confidence booster. Anytime you're winning against a good football team, it builds your confidence. But we've been great at home. We're 6-0 at home. The fans have been excellent with the noise, and we got a good advantage going right now with our winning the home game. So we just got to keep rolling at home. Big one next week on Monday night against a team that's tied for division lead. So it's gonna be a battle.
Did you bruise your hand or cut it?
I got stepped on.
Stitches?
What?
Did you need to stitches or anything to close?
No stitches.
So, this is really not that big of a deal. Like, you beat one of the best teams in the league. Your defense delivers for you. You guys are jumping up and down after the completion to Randall, but you don't seem like this is that big of a deal.
Well, we just we get in here a lot of times, and you guys bring up some of the negative parts. So I'm with you on that. We got to do better in the red zone. And score more points. But we're happy about the win. It's obviously an excited locker room. But we have some big goals. And we're getting into December football now with a chance to have everything right in front of us. And you're going to celebrate. We'll celebrate this win tonight, and then we'll move on.
Aaron, did you have to say anything to Devontae for that drop in the goal line?
Did I have to say anything to him?
Did you say anything to him?
No, I didn't say anything to him.
Did you say anything to yourself?
No. Nothing I want to share.
you guys are 9-3 right now. There are three other teams in the league at 9-3. You beat two of them. What does that say about this football team and you guys going down the stretch?
Well, it just says that we've won against those guys at home. You know, when we get that advantage at home, you know, we'd like to make the most of it. So I think this year, more than any other year, we've really played exceptional at home. It's a combination of obviously knowing the footing, the crowd noise, the energy, the surroundings, and being very efficient. You know, it wasn't the type of blowout we've had the last 4 weeks, but nobody expected that. If we had done a little better in the red zone, we probably would have given our defense a little better opportunity to play one-dimensional football.
Look, Aaron, 2 weeks of back-to-back, rounded-out football, the way John began, how much character does that make for the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, it's another character win for us. You know, Eddie had a great game, 98 yards, I believe. Some tough running. Early on, you know, they're playing some too high with their man underneath stuff, and you have to run the football. We ran the ball against some tough looks at times as well, and Eddie did a great job of just, you know, extending those runs and yards after contact, which he does so well. He had a great catch in, the first play of the game, and another one down the red zone later. So he's just a talented guy. James Starks had a big catch on the two-minute drive. Not something you really think in there as a top priority as I roll to the right, and he's got a wheel route down the sidelines. You know, everybody contributed for this win. That's what we told him in the huddle. Now, Richie had a big touchdown. Drew had a couple big catches. The offensive line blocked great, and these are character wins.
You've mentioned home success two or three times here tonight. Is home field advantage something you shy away from talking about with 4 weeks left, or do you not mind addressing that and going after that full bore?
We would love home field advantage, yes.
How much?
A lot.
Aaron, you last week Minnesota calls timeout. You guys come to the sideline to talk about your third down play. Tonight, New England calls timeout. You've got a third and four. Can you kind of take us through after New England calls timeout to when you're throwing the ball to the Vandalman?
Well, we had some success with our package with basically a tight end and four wide receivers with Randall kind of moving around. So you hit him on a various routes out of the backfield and also with motion. So we had a call, which we liked, to the three receiver side. We had Drew on a route that he'd already caught a first down on, and Randall kind of the option to make a move on his defender. They brought a fifth guy. And I looked to Randall right away. There was some some gray area there. I moved to the left and kind of just stuck with Randall and felt good about the throw, and he made a nice catch.
Two more for you. Made the comment in recent weeks that, you know, Devontae, when he pops out on practice film, that's when he earns his opportunities in the game. Has that been happening more and more? I know you're not angry at the report this week.
Yeah, he hurt his heel on a route in practice, but he's a confident guy. You know, and I think we talked this week about making the most of your opportunities and the fact that they're matchup teams. We need to win those matchups up front and then obviously on the perimeter. So we challenged those guys before the game to win those matchups, and Devontae did a great job. And he made some adjustment routes and catch and runs, and he actually ran a hell of a route on the goal line that he dropped. But that was a great route. So we're going to keep on giving him confidence as he continues to improve.
When you face the Patriots, do you ever expect to punt only once? Is that something you expect?
No, you don't expect that. I mean, you love it, but you don't expect it.
Aaron, have you ever had 11 seconds to hold on to the ball like you did on the one play? Was it disappointing that it didn't end up in something because you looked all over the place for something?
Yeah, I looked around. Couldn't find anything open, but no, that's probably a first.